I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby! You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott,
you know what stinks?
Yes. Well, I know a few things.
There's a lot of things.
You tell me today. What's this?
This whole thing where you got this brand new airport in Salt Lake City? Everyone, you know. Oh yeah, yeah. Blah blah blah.
Is that what people say? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Okay.
And you have to walk, right? You have to walk from the. If you go to like the B20 something gates, it's like a long.
Yeah, we talked about this on our trip to Los Angeles because I think all of us kind of recognize. It's not that much further. I mean, we were on like A7 or something like that, and so
you had to walk all the way down the A.
We had a good heft.
Now I sweat when I walk in an airport. Yeah, I was dripping, but the walk to the B gates now is no longer than the walk where you walk past the smoking room of shame, like in the old.
Remember that old one?
In the old.
People are looking at like people look at you in that old smoking room at the old Salt Lake City airport, like they were trapped in there. Get me out of here.
And it's not a longer walk, but there's this perception that it actually feels like it is.
Oh, I thought you were saying that we're far enough along in construction that we're not walking anymore.
No, the point is, and of course they have those people mover things, you know.
I get on those.
Yeah,
but I don't walk. I get on them and I just plant myself in the middle.
Do you really?
I lay down on it.
Oh yeah, you're one of those people.
No,
like get out of my way.
No, I hustle down those things. It's just like anything else. You got to you stay in the right. I do think it's interesting when people get on that thing and don't move.
I do too.
I'm always like, okay.
I mean, just walk slowly and on the right. You're fine.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, look, I'm not going to judge people because, well, no, I.
Sounds
no,
like
I did.
You are.
I did.
I don't know. And I think it's just here you get this billion-plus dollar airport.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know. It sounds like it should be.
Are we just going to have an A and B gate? Is that it?
No. There's gonna be more.
Are we going to start taking trams?
Are we going to start taking trams
to other places? I want to be big city. Like, you know, when you go to Houston, Jeremy, you're a Houstonite. You want to get into Houston, you fly in there, and they go, you got a 48-minute trolley ride over to the train before you can get over to your next one. I have run through the Houston airport more than 5 times in my life, and it is not a fun experience to try to get there. It's the worst.
So you know how you go through security?
Yes.
Start heading to A gates.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea is that
you're going to take a right and go the other way.
If you want to go to another section.
Right.
Or you're going to go straight ahead.
Well, I don't know. Straight? Because they got that cool glass, like the floor-to-ceiling glass
situation. You go underneath.
Oh, okay.
You go underneath, and then you pop up in what is now.
You know what that is?
Left at the B gate, right to another terminal.
Scott, I think it's cute that you're talking about it like that. I actually go to over to General Aviation, where the charter planes are.
Yes.
That's more my vibe. That's going to be you this year, right?
Well, that's a bit of a walk to go over there.
Well, you don't go to the airport and then walk to the charter flight.
I think those days of the extra airplane, I think they're over.
Oh, you think Utah's not flying you guys around anymore?
Nope. I think the Pac-12 is on a budget.
They're on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
They're all Western Family brand peanuts in all of our airplanes from now on.
Yeah. No extra seats.
No. You're toast.
Everybody's flying in coach.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. You know what? You know what? I feel bad for you, Scott. I just get the idea of you and Bill not being able to get on the charter flight. The band walks by. Oh, yeah. First world problems. Oh, my first world sports problem. My sweet gig of calling games on the road for Utah football in a potential college football playoff season. All in coach. Oh. Now, I know, Scott, though. You're an upgrader.
On a discounted airline, too.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
Breeze? Is it Breeze Airline? Is it one of those?
Oh, Breeze is
Spirit?
Bad.
I'm trying to think of the cheapest sounding ones. Breeze makes it sound like it's a deodorant or your airline. Spirit also makes it sound like it's a deodorant or an airline. So if you're flying on one of those, I'm excited about it. Do they have propellers on these planes? Like I've been on those regional ones where they have to get the guy out there. They have to start it up. He's got to go.
Contact. Yell out the window. Contact.
And I'm telling you, as a big guy, you get nervous on those. On the ones with the props, and you're going, can I get a jet engine on this one? All right. Scott, what are the odds goes like this? We give you a scenario. You give us a 0 to 100% chance that that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points for a jersey number that's associated with that. This is all brought to you by trydaytrading.com. You, too, can become a day trader by getting trained up by the folks at trydaytrading.com. Go check it out. The Dow Jones, by the way, their update on the stock market today, up just 27 points. The S&P 500 down 3 points, and the NASDAQ up 75 points. Kind of a flat day on Wall Street there.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Scott, first one up here. What are the odds that a Heisman Trophy winner this year is not a quarterback? Not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback? Wait.
Yeah, I want to hear that one.
So it's.
I want to hear that it's not a quarterback.
What are the odds?
Yes. Yeah, that's the game we're playing.
Okay, so it means it's somebody else.
Bryce Young won it last year.
Okay,
and
I think it's going to be
CJ Stroud.
I think it's going to be a quarterback.
Okay.
So if it's not a quarterback this year, then the odds will be very low.
Then we say that it's low, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go just because because we had this discussion with Dave McCann. Was it on Monday? Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
That was this week too, right? Monday was this week. Do we have a Monday this week?
We did.
All right. It was after Sunday too, right?
You're all sorts of mixed up.
I'm going to say it's a Mark Wilson 6%.
Okay.
And that's probably high.
I'm going to go with now here's the thing. I'm trying to think here because it's five down. Bijan Robinson is the first running back or non-quarterback on the list. By the way, Quinn Ewers is seventh best odds to win the Heisman Trophy. We don't even know if he's going to be the quarterback for Texas. How does this happen? My favorite is looking at the guys that are far down the list.
I think Jeremy's on to something. I think Vegas odds makers know. Like, there's a sucker born every day,
they just
and
put
they
guys
know
on
where
there.
They are. They're, like, in Texas.
Right.
They're probably in, what, California,
yeah,
USC.
Definitely. If your team is, like, any good – see, that's the thing is that Cam Rising is plumb in the middle of this list. Dorian Thompson-Robinson actually has the same odds as Cam Rising of winning the Pac-12 or of winning the Heisman Trophy.
Problem with Dorian Thompson-Robinson is UCLA is going to be a running team. Utah is.
Jordan Addison, same odds as wide out at USC, has same odds as well. Now, here's an interesting one. Someone who has two times better odds than even Cam Rising, Jackson Dart.
Oh.
At Ole Miss.
Yeah, but you know Lane Kiffin is going to throw.
No, he's going to throw the football. See, that's exactly right.
That's what it is.
JT Daniels.
Where's he now? Is he at Pitt? Or was that?
Is he JT? Is JT Daniels?
Someone went to West Virginia. Was that?
That was Slovis. Yeah. And then
JT Daniels did go to Pitt?
JT Daniels, I think, went to Pitt. Look it up. West Virginia,
okay,
sorry.
So I had a mix.
Slovis is at Pitt then. Yeah. That's the switch. And then
I have major dyslexia. Seriously.
You get
man.
Your Pitts and your West Virginias. By the way, they're all kind of the same over there.
Like Monday happened this week?
But Jaden Daniels, that guy's at LSU.
Yes.
Remember that cat?
Yes.
Man. So there you go. But yeah, plum in the middle of those odds is.
So what are your odds?
I'm gonna go with a Jeff Garcia 5%. I'm just sticking straight with Vegas because it's a 95% chance that it's a quarterback according to these odds. So there you go. Next up,
Garcia, was he like 5%? Wasn't he like a singer?
Yeah.
Is he Grateful Dead? Well, that's Jerry Garcia.
That's Jerry Garcia. You're pretending because you know he's probably ahead of you on some lefty list that they put out there
left-handed.
Of quarterbacks. He's not.
No.
I just assumed. Is he Canadian or did he play in the Canadian Football League? Looks Canadian. What are the odds that Britton Covey makes the Eagles 53-man roster, Scott?
Man, see, this is an emotional pick for me.
You gotta try to distance yourself from that one?
Because I really want him to make the roster. I think he can be kind of a fun special player. You think of Vice Sikahima, who was a great return specialist for the Eagles, and this could be the next incarnation of Vice Sikahima. Because that's where Britton Covey's going to make his bread.
Is,
you know,
yeah, he's 100% he'd be a return guy. I mean, people like the way he freaking looks, though.
And there's a possibility that he could act, because he has one thing that the NFL likes in the speed, but he also has something else. He's got a brain behind. You know, he's a guy that
yes.
you know he's got some.
It's so funny because I actually watched somebody posted the other day his return, his the kickoff return of the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny because Chris Fowler is doing this game and he's like, everybody, like, come on, we've seen what this guy does, right?
Right.
It's like when Tony Dungy went out and he said, we're going to kick it, Devin Hester
right.
in the Super Bowl. He goes, I'm going to kick it, Devin Hester. Dumbest decision ever.
Yeah.
It's like this guy will return this thing. So,
and you watch Covey and. He doesn't look like he's running, but he's running right by everybody.
So let me see. What do you have? What do you have for?
I'm going to say it's above 50%.
Okay.
I'm going to go John Grimsley, 59%. Former teammate of mine with the Miami Dolphins.
The cool thing is that you've got preseason games. That's where Britton Covey is. Just you're hoping that the other team's going to be punting a lot. Yeah, he's they have clips of him catching a couple balls in practice. He's holding one. And then catching another one in the other hand as a returner. That's just showing off.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a Merton Hanks 36% chance that he makes the
Merton
Hanks.
So you think it's less than 50%?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just so dang hard. And it's going to be one of those tough decisions at the very end. They might keep him on the practice squad. Fine. Good. All right. I think he'll be on a roster at some point, but I don't know if it's this year. We'll take the break here. When we come back, we've got ourselves a guest, Sean O'Connell's joining us. OC's going to be with us from SiriusXM Pac-12 today. And, of course, former Utah footballer, former fighter, currently covers the fights. But we've got a lot to talk to him about. I'm going to see where fall camp is at right now for the Utes. And also see Kyle Whittingham. Is he going to start airing it out? Do we really believe that that's really going to be something he's going to do? We'll see. Stay with us on Rival Continues, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.